Chapter 59. "You picket with all of us," I finished, grinning as Braid veered away from the freedom she'd been seeking. Ships stormed after her. "Skyward flight," I said. "Roll call and confirmation."
"Skyward one," said Arturo. "Call sign, Amphisbina. And no, I'm never going to shorten it. I'm here, Spin."
"Skyward two," said FM, voice firm and seemingly cold, yet I'd heard music from her cockpit just before she cut it off. "Temporary assignment to active flight duty. Call sign FM. I'm here."
"Skyward three," said Ned's affable, relaxed voice. "Call sign Nedder. We're here."
"Ned?" I asked, amazed. "You're flying?"
"Well, I'm the co-pilot," he said.
"Hello," a Kitson voice said over the line. "I'm Hannah. Nedder needed someone to fly."
"All part of my plan," he said. "I can take naps during battles now. Anyway, we're here for you, Spin."
Braid dodged right as shots chased her, her motions increasingly frantic. "Skyward four," Alanique said in her own language. "Call sign, Angel. I'm here." Braid broke left, but more fire came from that direction, scoring her shield, lighting it up. "Skyward five," Sadie said. I'd have to stop thinking of her as the new girl. She'd now been in the flight longer than I had when I'd left for Starsight. "Call sign Sentry. I'm here."
"Skyward six," T-Stall said. "Call sign T-Stall. Here."
"Skyward seven," Catnip called. "Call sign Catnip. I'm here. I can't believe I'm still mixed up with you lot."
"Skyward eight," Cowrie said. "And all 30 of us are here for you. Did the masked exile arrive?"
"He is here,"
Hesho said from his controls,
"and is grateful for your concern and your leadership."
"Skyward nine," Shiver said. "They say we need call signs. I'm thinking Stalwart. We are here." Deliz flashed her comlight to indicate her presence as well.
"And I'm here too," Embot said. "Hello, everyone. I've been resurrected, but I'm not starting a religion. I've decided they're too much work."
"Skyward 11, Kimmelin said, moving her ship in next to mine. "Call sign Quirk. I'm here." I watched Braid's shield go down to a web of destructor blasts, and I sent a message telling the others to hold their fire.
"Skyward zero,"
a voice said in my ear. Jorgen's wonderful voice.
"Always with you, Spensa. Even when I can't be there in person. I told them that this time you hadn't run off. I knew you'd been kidnapped."
"Thank you," I said to him, "for believing in me." Braid slowed her ship, realizing she was surrounded, outgunned. I could see her turn her fighter toward me, could almost make out her expression as she considered. Then she bolted, trying to escape. I vaporized her cockpit with a single shot.
"Skyward 12, I whispered. "Call sign Spin. Confirmed.